Intensity dissipates tension. It's super simple. Intensity dissipates tension. Are you afraid of your own intensity, of your own power? So many people are. And in fact, I am too sometimes. We quelch it. We squash ourselves. We push ourselves down. We don't know what to do with it. It's so strong. There's so much energy. So much beauty and grace in that intensity. It's both feminine and masculine. It's sensual, it's sexual. It's a sensual sexual energy. And it's attractive. We love it when we have it. And we're attracted to it when we see it in others. So intensity dissipates tension. Now, when we think about intensity, sometimes it might pop in our head like someone who's angry or aggressive. That's not what it is. It's not about anger or aggressiveness. It's neither of those things. Now, aggressiveness can come as an effect of being intense, but aggressive is not a negative thing as well. Aggressive is just, you know, going for what you want, just being really strong about it, almost being unreasonable. But intensity starts with having that intent, right? So what are your intentions? An intent on this. That intensity lets you focus. It brings this beautiful focus to you. And when anything starts to knock you off your journey, off your path, or off your chosen desire, you can turn it up by becoming intent on it. Now, that intensity can be a strange thing in this sense, because you can sit down and meditate, be totally relaxed in your body, totally relaxed in your mind, and very intense, right? Not stressed, not with your brow furrowed, but just intently relaxed. So this is the difference, and there is a reason why I'm bringing this up, is because our world wants to keep you small. But your being wants to grow and be expansive. It wants to expand. And when it needs, it will contract as well. When it needs to take a retreat. But that expansion is frightening for people. Because that means you're being someone that some people... that means you're being someone that a lot of people aren't sure of. That a lot of people that aren't familiar with. And, more importantly, if you're very intense, you're not someone who could be controlled by others. Reminds me of this quote that I read, and I'm going to paraphrase it, but it's by the Mario Andretti. He's a Formula One, or was a Formula One race car driver. And the quote is something like this. If you are in control, you're going too slow. Now, there's play in that. But you recognize that feeling of needing to control everything. And whenever we're trying to control everything, it slows us down. And if we can actually let go of control, particularly of the things we can't control, and just become one with the things that we can, we speed up. Everything else moves along faster. Right? So there's these little paradoxes in there. This is what I mean by intensity dissipates tension. Another example, before I go. It was one of my clients. She'd been dragging her feet on something because all these other things were coming up. But the thing that she needed to get done was only going to require an hour's worth of doing, of action. However, she carried it with her for weeks. We got on the phone and had a 10-15 minute conversation. Talked about it. She sent me a message 40 minutes later. Boom, 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 did it, done. The thing that I needed to do. I chose, made that choice, and bam, it's there. That level of intensity she brought dissipated all that tension she was carrying over the weeks. well, this is the beauty of life. There'll be other things. There'll be other challenges. But appreciating your ability to be potent and intense is so wonderful. It's so exciting. It feels good. That's what you want when you're making love. That's how you want to connect. It's such an enjoyable experience. It really comes down to being present. When we're intense, when we're present, we are intense. Now, words are so funny like this. Your ability to attend to anything and everything that you desire, that you choose to, will be an intense experience. Because you'll be taking in so much more of the experience that's available. It's like cleansing the doors of perception, to borrow from Aldous Huxley. And William Butler Yeats, of course. I mean, William Blake. Cleanse the doors of perception. Let your intensity dissipate any tension you have in your life. It's potent and it is powerful. And it helps me out a lot and often. All right, much love, and I will speak with you soon, you beautiful being.